Before we dive into this week's story from my Tome of Tales, I wish to make the following statement. The quote, club, end quote, in our story is not named for me, nor do I sanction their double dog dare. Should anyone have any quarrels with my prepared statement, feel free to discuss them with my legal representative. Any questions? Then we'll begin. Here's report from the grave. As the last stroke of 12 dies away, the rusty gate of Fairhaven Cemetery squeaks open, and in walks one Willa Lake, all of 11 years old, on a very specific and unusual mission.
Nope. No reason to be scared. No reason. It's okay. Stop looking at me like that. You, that's who. My parents find out about this, I'm gonna be grounded for a century.
Oh, trust me, my dear. That's the least of your worries.
Finally.
Shh.
She hasn't seen us.
She's not gonna. Now shut up.
You know, she might go back.
Yeah. And she might not.
Hey there, Terry. Okay. Let's do this.
Let's turn the clock back a bit. Earlier that day in a basement clubhouse. Meet the members of the so-called Vault Keepers. Their grand poobah. One Jake Combs, age 12. Some vault keepers, not even old enough to shave.
All right, we are all here. Okay, I got...
What movie are we watching?
Yeah, we are not watching a movie.
We're not?
No. Yeah.
Trip to Atomic Comics?
Yeah. No. I asked you guys over, because we got a new prospective member for the Vault Keepers Club.
What?
New member?
What do you mean, new member? We're not even members.
Yeah.
There's no membership.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. She doesn't go to Hannaford.
What?
She.
What do you mean, she?
Yeah.
He means me, numbnuts.
Guys.
Dude.
This is Willa.
Hi there. I'm a girl.
She goes to Eastview. We're in, like, the same church youth group. Yeah. Willa, that's Larry, and that's George, and that's the Zach.
Dude.
What? Oh, God, you guys don't have a problem with girls, do you? I mean, hello? You guys ever seen cosplayers? Jodie Whittaker? Girls are geeks.
I know that. It's just...
What he's trying to say is, it's...
You really don't want to hang out with a girl.
Thanks a lot for understanding. We'll see you around.
Hang on.
Yeah.
Hang on. I like horror as much as the rest of you dweebs. I can handle anything you throw at me. I've seen The Shining. I've seen Saw. Not to mention...
Hang on. TV or movie, Shining?
Yeah.
Both.
Whoa.
Which Saw?
All of them.
Oh. Huh.
Okay. No, it's not okay. What did we say when we started the Vault Keepers Club? This basement is just for us and no one else.
What about my parents?
Hey, news for the Zach. I got moves you guys have never, ever seen. Heck, I'm more horror than all you dweebs put together.
Who dad's got connections? We can get free tickets to San Diego Comic-Con.
Whoa!
No. You know what? It's not enough. I mean, you say you're more horror than the rest of us. Prove it.
What? Like a test or something?
Yeah. Okay, a test. You gotta take tests in Boy Scouts. You gotta take a test to be a Vault Keeper.
Serious?
What kind of test?
I don't know. I'll have to think about it.
Oh. She has to spend an hour all by herself in the old Duffy Mansion.
Whoa.
Yeah, okay. You want me to do a test. How about we do something a little less hardy, boy?
Okay, I got it. Jake, you remember that book you were telling me about? About a teacher who, in Boston, like 100 years ago?
Oh,
what
yeah.
What book?
Doctor of Horror. This anatomy teacher named Artemis Lawford, he dug up bodies from graveyards to cut up in his medical classes. And then he started killing people.
Whoa, that sounds cool.
Last night, they buried that loser Terry Baum in the Fairhaven Cemetery. You know that jerk who worked at the body shop, practically lived in juvie?
Terrible Terry? What about him?
His grave's not covered yet. You gotta go in and open up his coffin.
Whoa!
What?
Go to Fairhaven Cemetery, go to his coffin, open the lid, and look at his cold, dead face.
Whoa!
That's...
Hey, you can handle anything we throw at you. What's a little grave robbing?
She's scared!
No, I'm not. It's just... But then somebody's gotta come with me.
No, we don't. It's just you.
Okay, then how are you gonna know I've been there?
Actually, that's a good question.
Yeah, well then. No way this thing's gonna happen. What else you got?
His watch.
What about it?
He was buried with his watch.
How do you know?
Jake's dad's mortuary. He handled the burial. Terry was buried with his watch, and it stopped. You know what time it stopped on?
Pretty much.
Tell us the time on the watch. It matches up to what Jake knows, then we'll know you saw the body.
Works for me, Jake.
Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Well?
I'm in.
Ooh. All right, then. Tonight at, I don't know, midnight?
Deal.
Over there. You're really not gonna...
I said shut up. Let's just wait this out.
Oh, what are you talking about? I totally look like Jake Gyllenhaal.
Yeah, right.
More than a few people say, I light up a room.
What, because you start fires? Then wouldn't those people be witnesses?
Har, 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 har.
No way she's going to go through with it.
I've known her for over a year. She's
always... Hey, fat boy.
Oh, man.
Knock it off, Vody.
Guts to get the big slushy, doesn't he?
I said knock it off, Vody.
Or else what?
Nothing.
No, come on. Help me out here. Or else what?
Tim, leave him alone.
Well?
Nothing, all right? Nothing. You happy now?
Yeah, I'm happy now.
You think you're so tough? I know girls tougher than you.
Great, make it worse, you idiot.
Okay, fat boy, let's...
You ever look at a dead body, Vody?
Good, stop it.
What?
I know a girl's gonna open up that terrible Terry's coffin,
George,
and look him right in the face.
What are you talking about?
Serious?
Come on. Let's go. You just ruined everything.
You really think he's gonna tell anybody?
Don't worry about it. They're full of crap.
Did he sound like he was full of crap?
He sounded scared, like you were going to beat the crap out of him.
Get in the car.
What?
Come on, now, let's go. Get in the car.
Let's go.
You two.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah, me being at the fort. We'll hold on the fort.
Shut up, Copernicus.
What do you want to do now?
I don't know, man. What do we do now?
Let's just get a slushy.
Yeah, that sounds good. Let's go.
Yeah, let's go. Let's go.
Hey there, Terry. Do this. Oh, great. How do I open this thing? Guess I could whack the latch with a rock or something.
Willa!
Jake! Don't scare me like that, you jerk!
We gotta go!
What?
We gotta go! This was a stupid idea.
But I'm just about to open
the... Leave it! Just tell the Zach anytime, and I'll tell him you're right. Now climb up the ladder and go. I've got a bad feeling about this.
Okay.
Give me your hand.
Oh, God. No, she knows something. She knows something.
Dude, don't.
I was in a...
God, you're useless.
No, Tim. Tim. Tim, stop. What's that?
Run!
Knowing not the identity of their pursuer, Jake and Willa run.
Move it on.
Ah! A stumble throws Tim 40 directly into Terry Bomb's open grave, just as Terry's coffin lid pops open.
Ah! Ah, get me out of
here! Hang on!
Ah,
hang on! Give me your hand!
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, man.
Wait, where are you going?
I'm sorry, man.
Please, don't move.
Go,
please.
Whoa.
Just
oh, my God. What the hell is that?
Oh, help me.
Drop the knife.
Okay.
Tim Vardy killed Terry Baum?
And Arnie Bascom saw it.
Terry was dating Vody's skanky ex-girlfriend. There was a fight and Vody accidentally stabbed him.
But why did he want to stop you from opening the...
The motor weapon. He didn't want her finding the motor weapon.
What?
Vody hid the knife he killed Terry with in the coffin, snuck it in before they shut it. Thought it would be the best hiding place, I guess. Got his fingerprints all over it.
And Vardy didn't say anything about you two.
He was so freaked out, the cops couldn't figure out anything he was saying. We got real lucky. Oh. And Zachary?
Ooh.
12:41 p.m.
12:41 p.m. is right.
Oh.
Dude.
Willa, welcome to the Vault Keepers Club.
Yeah.
We still
have
to say to you, come.
We'll talk.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Okay. I don't get why you don't want...
Because I got four sisters, okay?
Oh. I get it. Okay.
Awkward.
You guys play magic?
Oh, yeah.
You play in tournaments?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
You ever played with the Black Lotus card?
Wait, you have the Black Lotus card?
You guys up for a game?
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
All right, let's go.
You okay, dude?
Something still bugs me about last night.
What?
Terry's coffin lid popped open just as Vardy fell in.
Yeah, you already told us that.
Dude, coffin lids can't just pop open. The coffin had a release on it to seal him in. That's why Vardy hid the knife there. This coffin could only be opened from the inside.
What?
This story was called Report from the Grave. But who was really doing the reporting?
Thank you.